Hello, my name is Hannes Kudenis, and I'm the creative director of Hooray and of this Instagram museum, the Smile Safari.
So how does one go on a Smile Safari?
Very easy. You just have to take your phone or camera, whatever, make sure you have a lot of battery, and then you go on a safari and go with your friends, because it's not something to do alone. You have to be with your friends so you can take photos and pictures of each other's.
So what are they going to find here?
Very playful installations, backgrounds, and they are all made to make you shine. You are the work of art here in this museum. So what we can expect, a birthday cake to jump out of, a pizza to surf on a wave, you can stand on the pizza. You have wings like that, you look like an angel. We have a boxing ring. We have a pot full of plastic balls. Basically, we have everything you need to make a lot of great memories, pictures. When you walk out, you have to have a full camera roll.
And there's a dinosaur, I think.
Oh yeah, there's a dinosaur. I forgot. We have so much. It's a T-Rex. And there's a fun fact. You have to be in his manger, and then the dinosaur, the T-Rex, will look right at you and try to eat you. But our original T-Rex hasn't arrived yet, so we have a replacement T-Rex. I didn't know that exists, replacement T-Rexes.
And so there's 25 artists, plus there are five commercial...
No, it's like this. Some of the things I designed myself. So I was dreaming of surfing on a pizza on a wave, and so I woke up and I made a sketch of it. And then others are made by real artists. We have also artists who are doing some creative criticism here. For instance, you can win 25,000 fake followers if you scratch a ticket. We also have the Grand Canyon replica here. Why? Because we want to tell you it's not so good maybe to go everywhere just for the Instagram picture. You have to think about what you do. Is it really necessary to go over there? We have anonymous filters. So if you stand behind them, you can see yourself very good. And that's because the social networks have all our information. That's to talk about that. And we also have a very cool installation, one of my favorites, by Taboop. And that's an art installation where you can stand right in between boobs. It's like a boob landscape. And the idea is to challenge Facebook and yourself. Can I post this picture without being banned on Facebook? And so a lot of people tried already, and they all get censored by Facebook and Instagram. And then, of course, we have a few rooms made together with partners, because it's very expensive to build this. It's like 600 to 800,000 euros we had to invest in this. And so we're very glad we had McDonald's, Audi, and Coke to help us finance all this. And the plus part is for me is that their decors are also cool in a way that you can interact with them, and everybody is trying the McDonald's swing. There's then the big M of McDo is like a swing, and everybody goes into there, because McDonald's is also a bit pop culture, of course.
Where did you get the idea? Where does this come from?
I love original ideas, but it's not my original idea. I've seen it in the United States. You have a 20-something museum like this. You have the Museum of Ice Cream, you have the Egg House, you have the Happy Place. And I've been there and I found it amazing, because everybody was so happy when I went there. You can take great pictures. I went there with my child. I have epic pictures with him. And I was waiting for this concept to come to Belgium, but it didn't. So after 1 year of waiting, I thought maybe I have to try it myself. And that's 1 year later, we're here now.
And this is for everybody, children, adults, everybody.
Really, yeah. I think our core target is 15 to 30 year olds, but we're happy if they bring their children, if they bring their parents, their grandparents. We're going to do a grandparent day, and we're even going to do a pets day, because there are a lot of dogs and cats who have famous Instagram accounts, and they're also welcome at the end of the exposition.
I don't have no idea what these things are, so you have to explain to me.
Okay.
Part of the entrance price, you get the use of an HP sprocket, and you get the use of a DJI Osmo Mobile 3.
All right, I'll explain it. So when you pay a ticket, you can use a stabilizer for your camera, so you can take smooth, professional videos. We have an HP printer, that's something like a mobile printer, and you can print 10 of your photos. You can print them to put on a wall, and you get a free drink, yeah?
Great. So, and this is till November 30th?
Yeah. 2 months, it's pop-up. I'm hoping everybody will come, because it's a very short period. And then afterwards, we'll see. Maybe we make it a bit longer, or we return next year.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.